I'm John Glass, NU6P, here at Advanced Computer Controls. Welcome to the RC96 and RC85 Getting Started tape. We hope that you find the information on this tape informative and helpful. Before hooking up your new controller, please read through the manual at least once. This will familiarize you with the controller's complete operation and will be time well spent. Be sure to have the manual handy so that you can stop the tape and refer to appropriate sections. Chapter 2 of the manual describes the initial installation of the controller into your repeater. We will assume that you have connected COS and receiver audio to the controller, and that you have connected transmit audio and push to talk from the controller to your transmitter. Connect plus 12 volts and ground to the controller. If you have the RC85, be sure to connect both grounds. With the RC96, the receiver and transmitter don't need to be connected to program it. With DC power and an 8-ohm speaker connected, the 96 can be programmed with its built-in keypad. All touch tone commands entered with the keypad must be terminated with the pound key. You may want to think of the pound key as the enter key. The controller can also be programmed over the phone. Simply connect a phone line and call the controller from another line. After it answers, you may enter touchtone commands just as you would from any other command channel, except you must terminate each telephone command with the pound key. Please see Chapter 2 for initial dip switch settings. If you don't have a control receiver connected, switch 3 must be in the on position. You are now ready to power up your controller.
RC96 V4.1.
All command code prefixes mentioned have been programmed into your controller at the factory and are listed on the programming sheet. First, we'll activate the touchtone pad test to be sure that all keys are being correctly decoded. Enter 5, followed by the keys that you want to test.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, Sierra, zero, P, A, B, C, D.
Touch tones sent through the repeater receiver are completely muted, and they are replaced by the touch tone cover tone. This makes your system secure by not retransmitting the actual tones while letting other users know that the repeater is in use. To make an auto patch, enter the auto patch prefix followed by the number that you want to call, all as one transmission. After unkeying, the controller will say auto patch, followed by a brief pause. The phone number will then be read back, followed by a second short pause. Briefly keying your mic during either pause causes the controller to dial the number. Enter star, followed by a phone number.
Auto patch 7273330.
Allowing the number to be read back assures the user that he entered it correctly before it is dialed. Hang up the patch with the patch hangup command, the pound key. Like all other controller commands, you can make the hangup command any sequence you wish. Your controller has a 10-number emergency autodialer and a 190-number user-loadable autodialer. The user-loadable autodialer is separated into two banks, 0 and 1. Bank 0 contains locations 10 through 99, and Bank 1 locations 100 through 199. To load a number into Bank 0 location 30, enter the Bank 0 load erase prefix, followed by 30, followed by the phone number, all as one sequence. Enter 45630 and a phone number.
Auto dial right.
To dial Bank 0, location 30, enter the Bank 0 activate prefix and 30. Enter star 30.
Auto dial 30. 7273330.
As with the auto patch, briefly keying your mic during either pause causes the controller to dial. Hang up an auto dial call with the patch hangup command, the pound key. I will discuss the emergency auto dialer in a few minutes. For all of the information on using the auto patch and auto dialers, see chapters 5 and 6 in the manual. Several remote base and link transceivers may be connected to your system. The controller can handle synthesized rigs with frequency readback like this.
146.52S 224.14 minus 440.025 plus.
When a remote or link is up in the transmit mode, an additional courtesy tone is generated to alert users that they are going out the remote. See Chapter 5 and the FC900 information for details on remote base operation. Your controller normally operates in the locked mode, where programming or configuration commands are not accepted. It is necessary to unlock the controller to program messages, command code prefixes, timers, emergency auto dial numbers, etc. You do not unlock to enter user and control operator level commands. For all of the details on unlocking and locking, see Chapter 7 in the manual. Your controller was shipped with the unlock code 123456 7890, with pound on the end when entered over the phone or through the 96's front panel keypad. You may reprogram the unlock code to any 10-digit sequence that you wish, as described in Chapter 7. Chapter 7 lists all of the programming or configuration commands and describes them. First, I'll take you through the programming of three messages: the repeater's forced CWID, a bulletin board, and an emergency autodial response message. The first two examples appear in Chapter 7, so feel free to follow along in the manual. Please stop the tape here and reread the message editor section in Chapter 7, as you will need a basic understanding of it before we proceed. As you see, several commands control the message editor's operation. Star 0 stores your edited message into memory. Star 1 deletes the last character, allowing you to backspace. Star 2 lets you read back what you have entered so far. And Star 4 aborts the message editor and returns you to the unlocked UL prompt. Please remember that these commands are only used with the message editor and don't apply when programming command code prefixes, timers, etc. Now we'll unlock the controller and program the three messages. Enter the unlock code through any command channel.
UL
Star 1001 selects the forced CWID.
FI
Our repeater's call sign is WA6AXX with slash R on the end. Using the Morse code character touchtone codes, the sequence will be 91216219292127. The message can be entered all as one sequence. However, I am going to enter it a few characters at a time to reduce possible mistakes. Whoa, error. I accidentally entered P as the last character instead of R. I'll enter star 1. There. I backspaced one character and deleted the P. Now I can enter 7-2. And my mistake has been corrected. To hear the whole message, before writing it into memory, enter star 2. Star 0 stores the message in memory.
Right. UL.
Great. We have just programmed one of the controller's 7 ID messages, and the UL is telling us that the controller is still unlocked, ready for the next programming command. If we were finished programming, we could lock the controller back up with the pound key. Our next example is a synthesized speech message. We'll load the bulletin board message 1 with "See you at the meeting tonight. Call AXX for information. 73. Using the speech vocabulary codes, the sequence will be 2382 star 742 24 35 45 34 star 751 21 92 92 04 star 996 34 07 60 03. This can be entered all as one sequence, but as we did before, we'll enter it a few characters at a time. If the controller isn't still unlocked, enter the unlock code.
UL.
Enter star 1123 to select the bulletin board 1 message.
B1. See you at the... meeting tonight. Call AXX4. Information 73.
Now, we'll enter star 2 to review the whole message.
See you at the meeting tonight. Call AXX4 information 73.
Star 0 stores the message in memory.
Right. UL.
Your controller has 10 emergency auto dial locations, which hold the numbers of emergency services. Since the letter P is on the number 7 of touch tone keypads, let's program the local police number into location 7. First, we'll program the response message, which will be spoken when this location is activated by system users. With the controller unlocked, enter star 1117.
E7.
The code for the word police is star 968.
Police.
Star 0 stores the message in memory.
Right. UL.
The emergency autodial phone numbers are loaded into the controller with programming commands listed in Chapter 7. Our local police number is 297-3565. To load it into Location 7, I'll enter *5207-297-3565. All is one sequence.
*2973565 UL.
Remember that *0, which we used before with the message editor, isn't used here to store the phone number. It is only used for storing edited messages into memory. The controller's command code prefixes are changed with commands listed in Chapter 7 of the manual. From the factory, the touch-tone pad test prefix is programmed as 5. If we wanted to change it to A3C, with the controller unlocked, we would enter *5019A3C.
CMD. UL.
The new prefix is stored in the controller's non-volatile memory and remains until it is changed again. Chapter 7 lists the timers which may be programmed. Time is entered directly in seconds as part of the programming command. Let's set the emergency autodial timer to 10 minutes. 10 minutes equals 600 seconds. So with the controller unlocked, enter *4005600. All is one sequence.
AEUL.
Chapter 6 of the manual provides reference information on the control operator level commands. The control op commands consist of a programmable prefix, followed by 1- and 2-digit root codes. The prefix can be changed at any time with a programming command listed in Chapter 7. Your controller was shipped from the factory with a control operator prefix of 123. You don't unlock the controller to enter control operator level commands. Let's enter a few. To enable long distance on the auto patch, enter 12327.
LE.
To disable the repeater, enter 12301. To re-enable it, enter 12300.
RE.
The controller has a variety of control operator level commands for selecting numerous functions. These commands may be entered individually or selected as groups with macro sets. The macro sets store the control operator enable-disable and mode selections. They also store the user state of the link remote base and the user function logic output states and the up-down state of the touch-tone access mode. The macro sets greatly simplify the job of the control operator because by entering just one command, multiple functions can be changed. See Chapters 6 and 7 for information on setting up the macro sets. Chapter 5 in the manual describes all of the user features. Since these are user-level commands, you do not unlock the controller for them. To activate the Bulletin Board 1 message, which we programmed a few minutes ago, enter 37.
See you at the meeting tonight. Call AXX for information 73.
3-1 gives us the forced CWID. Before leaving your site, be sure to change the controller's unlock code from the factory default for security. See Chapter 7 for information on changing the unlock code. We hope that this tape has been helpful to you in getting started with your new repeater controller. If there are any questions that the manual doesn't clearly answer, feel free to contact us here at Advanced Computer Controls. Our technical support telephone number is area code 408-727-3414 and is staffed Monday through Friday from 9 to noon and 12:30 to 3 p.m. West Coast time.
73 from Advanced Computer Controls.